Okay, we're continuing in the Drosha Saran and the Drosha Echadasar. We had a bit of a hiatus for a few weeks, but we are back. And in the Mosad Rav Kook, on page Taf Lamed Gimel. So the Ran is now finished talking about the mitzvah of Shoftim, and he says, V'acha shehishlam mitzvahs minei ha-shoftim. After the Torah in Parsha Shoftim finished talking about Shoftim, the mitzvah to appoint Shoftim, v'kochem yicholtum mahu, and what their powers are, ma'a roi shishtadlu bo yosher, and what they should focus on, v'hu limcho zecher avodah zarah v'onesh mimena, and that is to uproot avodah zarah and the punishments. Hischa levayra la'shoftim im yirkelahem b'davar safik ma. So then the Torah begins to tell the Shoftim what they should do if they are in doubt about something. Eich yisnahagu, how should they act? V'tziva aleim sheyisnahagu b'davar hu al pi ma sheyivaru based on a gadol homid b'lishkes has gazas. So the Shoftim should follow what the Beis Din HaGadol that is in the Beis HaMikdash and Lishkas HaGazus, what we call the Sanhedrin, what the Sanhedrin decides who sit in the Beis HaMikdash. Ka'omru, as it says, ki pali mimcha davar lemishpat. If you don't know some halacha for mishpat, v'gomer v'kamta v'alisa elamokam asher yivcha Hashem l'kecha bo, if you're not sure about some halacha, you go to the place that Hashem chose, the Beis HaMikdash, you go see the Sanhedrin, and you should do api ha-Torah asher yarucha, you should follow what they paskin for you, v'al mishpat asher yomru l'cha ta'asa, follow what they say, lo sasr min adavar, don't turn from what they said, asher yigidu l'cha, yom nismol, don't go right or left, uba, don't turn right or left from what they say, uba b'kabbalas rabbasin, when Chazal have the famous Drasha afilu omrim lachal yamin shu small val small shul yamin. Even if the Sanhedrin tells you that your right is your left and your left is your right, you should follow what they say. Kolomer. So what does that mean to say? It means afilu bar lacha davar sheina emes kedivri harasa Sanhedrin. Even if you're 100% sure that the Sanhedrin made a mistake in this case, even if you're sure, af al pichin, even so, shema aleim, you should follow what the Sanhedrin say. Because the Torah told us, Hashem told us, He wants us to follow what the Sanhedrin paskin. Yaskimu le'emes o lo yaskimu. Whether they are right or wrong, we're supposed to follow. Whether they made a mistake and they didn't get to the truth, or they were right, either way, we should follow the Sanhedrin. That's like the famous story of Rabbi Yeshua with Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Shetziva Rabbi Gamliel sheyavo b'ma'osav b'yom ha-kipurim shechal yos b'cheshbonu. So Rabbi Gamliel had a disagreement with Rabbi Yeshua about whether they when they declared the new moon. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi there were some witnesses came that Rabbi Yeshua felt should not be accepted because of things they said that he thought proved that they were wrong. Rabbi Gamliel, for various reasons, held they should be accepted. And so there was a disagreement, therefore, when Rosh Chodesh was in the Mishnah there in Rosh Hashanah, and it would come out that there would be different dates for the holidays based on whether you followed Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel did not want that. So Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, I need you to come to me with your stick and your money on the day that you hold as Yom Kippur, because I hold it's not Yom Kippur, I need you to come to show everyone that we're all following me, and there's only one Torah in Klal Yisrael. So that's the idea that Rabbi Gamliel, Shetzivah, Rabbi Gamliel, Sheava, B'ma'osa, B'yom HaKippurim, Shechalios, B'cheshbono, that Rabbi Gamliel commanded Rabbi Yeshua to come to him on the day that Rabbi Yeshua held was Yom Kippur, V'chein Asa, and Rabbi Yeshua did it, Sha'achar, Sha'ashem, Yizbarach, Masar, Ha'achra, Aleim, since Hashem gave over the ability to paskin to the head based in Mashias Kimu Haim who Mashativa Hashem is Barak Badavarahu. So whatever the based in decides, that's the halacha, right or wrong. So this way we can be sure that when we follow what they say, we're doing what Hashem wanted. As long as the Gedolei Hador hold that we should do X, then you could be sure that that's what Hashem wants. Because Hashem told us, follow what the Sanhedrin says. Follow what the Gedolei Hador say. Follow, okay. V'hu omrom b'reish chagiga, and this is similar to what Chazal say at the beginning of chagiga. Shema tomer, ho'el v'halolu mitamin v'halolu mitaharin. So the Gemara Chagiga says, you might think, since there are some rabbis that say a certain thing is tameh, that certain people say it's tahor, heyach ani lamed Torah me'ata, how am I going to learn Torah now? Talmud lomer, so the Torah says, nitnu, Meroa Echad, the Pasuk says that it was all given, the whole Torah was given from one shepherd. It's in Koheles. So, Kulim Parnes Echad Amran, Mi Pi Adon Kol Hamasim. All of the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu from Hashem. Shenemar ve'idab elokim es kol dvarim ha'ele le'mor. As it says, Hashem told to Moshe all these things. So the Ran explains. Ne'bir ha'metarin v'metamin. There are those that say something's Torah and those that say something's Tami, v'aposlim v'amachshirim, and those that say something's Pasol, and others say that it's Kasher. Kulam amram Moshe m'pi'ek v'ura. All of them Moshe got from Hashem. In other words, the opposing opinions to a certain halacha, they were all said to Moshe at Har Sinai. And that can't be understood except based on what we just said. It can't be they're both true, right? If you say a certain thing is Tameh and other people say it's Tahor, they can't both be right. They can't both have been correct. In the ultimate sense, either it's Tami or it's Tahor. How can we say then that it was all given over to Moshe from Hashem? Why would Hashem tell Moshe falsehoods? Was Hashem on Mesupik whether it's Tami or Tahor? Hashem was in doubt whether it's Tahor or made Tahor. That's ridiculous. Obviously, Hashem knows which is correct. Why didn't Hashem just tell Moshe one answer? It's Tami or Tahor. Why would he have told Moshe two options? But you can understand it based on what he said till now. Hashem didn't care what the absolute truth was in that sense. He wanted us to paskin what we decided. He wanted the humans, the chachamim, to decide what the halacha was. And he told us to follow what the chachamim said. And it comes out that whatever the chachamim paskin, hu mash and istav and Moshe b'piyak v'ura, then that's what Hashem wants done. In other words, Hashem told over to Moshe the different options. Moshe says over the different options to the Jewish people. The chachamim paskin, what makes sense to them, and then that's the halacha. Whether it was ultimately correct or not, doesn't matter. Hashem said, follow what the chachamim say. V'gam ki na min shem yiskimo hefech min emes. We'll also believe that even if the chachamim make a mistake and they hold and they end up coming out with the wrong answer, and we'll know they're wrong because a Navi comes and said you guys were wrong. Or a Baskal, a voice comes out from heaven and says, they're wrong. We should still follow the Chachamim. In other words, God, you know, came a Navi comes and said, God said you guys messed up. It doesn't matter. We're supposed to follow what the Chachamim say. This is the famous story with Rav Elazar HaGadol and the Chachamim, where Rav Elazar famously said a certain halacha about the Tanur, whether it was Tami or Tar, and the Chachamim disagreed with him, and he said, if I'm right, let a river run backwards, let a tree uproot itself, and all of these kinds of miracles happen. Rav Elazar said, if I'm right, let a voice come out from Shemayim and say I'm right, and it did. And the Chachamim said, yeah, that's nice. Lo b'shamayim, we don't follow what, you know, things like that. We're supposed to follow our own decisions. Sha'af apish and osos gedolim, the Ran says, even though he made great miracles happen, v'chazakim, sha'em es kedvarav, to show, great miracles happened to show that Rav Elazar was right. V'yatza baskom min ha'shamayim, and a voice came out from heaven, v'amra and said, malachem etzu Rav Elazar sha'alacha kemosu b'chol makom. What do you want from Rav Elazar? He's right. The halacha is like him, always. Af apichin, still, when Rav Elazar would not change his mind and go to what the Chachamim said, they put Rav Elazar in Chayrim. Because the things that are Sveikas from the Torah Halachas that we're Mesupik about, it's Hashem didn't give it over to Baskol to decide. It's for the Chachamim to decide. And whatever they decide is how it is. That's why Rabbi Shua got up and said, the Torah is not in heaven, it's for us to decide. And so they didn't listen to the Baskol. Okay. Mefurish od b'tmura. It's also mefurish even more in Tmura. She'ein sarach lomar she'neroi l'hamshach achar ha'nevi'im hefech haskamas ha'chachamim. Not only should we not follow a Navi if it goes against what the Beis Din HaGadol decided, and v'agamim yisapku ha'chachamim b'davir ma'ah, even if the Chachamim aren't sure, we can't ask a Navi to tell us. In other words, if the Chachamim themselves aren't sure what to do, they can't ask a Navi to say, tell us what we should do. They're supposed to just do their best, figure it out on their own and paskin. Or whatever, or it's better that they should leave it as a suffix. Sha'am Rusham, because it says there, she bimei evlo shal Moshe nishtakhu shalosh meas halachas. In the days that Moshe and the Moshe's avela, so 300 halachas were forgotten. Varmulul Rishua, and Klal Yisrael said to Yehoshua, Sha'al, go ask a Navi or a Metum, whatever, go ask. Find out from Shemayim. Varmulahem, lo b'shemayim. And Yehoshua said, I can't do that. Torah is not in Shemayim. So all of the Jewish people were getting ready to stone Yehoshua because all this Torah was forgotten. I can't tell you what they were. Go start a war and get them, busy doing something else. Wag the dog. The Hashem told him to distract them. But the point was is that Yehoshua could not go and find out from Shemayim, because you can't do that. The Torah is not in Shemayim. Once it's given to the Chachamim, and whatever we have is what it is. Okay, so now the Ran has a fundamental question. Very important question to this whole concept that we should follow the Chachamim, whether they're right or wrong. V'neyesh kan makomim, something to think about here. Behu, and that is, ki ze roi shi mashich hadas mi shiachshav shein tam l'mitzvah s'Torah klal. This makes perfect sense if you hold that all the mitzvahs that Hashem gave, there's no real point in them, and it's just because Hashem wants us to do them. The only reason mitzvahs are valuable is because Hashem said to do them, but Hashem had no real reason for telling us to do them. He just said, if you would say that all the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us, he could have said, bang your head against the wall, or jump up and down, and do jumping jacks, and I'll just give you schar for listening to me. If that's what mitzvahs were, then this makes sense. According to that, so therefore, if something, there's no real point to whether something is called Tamei Torah, it's just following God. It's just Hashem's will. Hashem decided he wants us to be Tahor or Tamei for no good reason. If that's really the way it was, he named Cain Lefizeh, Haderech HaNimshach Acher Kol Mashi Nuchu Bo Chach Mihador. So then, if Hashem says, all right, listen, what I want now is for you to follow the Chachamim. So then that's good. Then you're right. It's impossible that the Chachamim will be wrong. It's not going to hurt us at all. In other words, if you hold the whole point of mitzvahs is just to do what Hashem wants, just because, and it's all really random and pointless, but Hashem just wanted to give us things to do, to get schar for them, to get reward. So then if Hashem says, listen to the Chachamim, whether they're right or wrong, okay, great. So now that's what Hashem wants, and then that's what we need to do. That would work if that was what mitzvahs were all about. Aval. However, so the Ran says, since I do not subscribe to that theory, but I believe that everything that the Torah told us not to do, anything the Torah told us to stay away from, mazik elenu, who molded roshim ba rabban afshasenu, it's bad. It's not just random. It's Hashem told us to stay away from these things because the way He created creation, they're bad. Anything Hashem told us to stay away from, it either hurts our bodies or our souls, our neshamas, makes a bad thing in our neshama. Even if we don't understand why shatnez hurts our neshamas, Hashem's telling us to stay away from it because it does. Lefiza hadas, going with this theory that there's a point that the things that Hashem told us to stay away from, it's because they are bad for us. So if the Chachamim all decide something is tami, which is really tahor, or the opposite, so then Hashem told us to listen to them, but it's going to hurt us. So how does that make sense? Even though the Chachamim said, okay, we hold this tar, very good, but if it's something that's part of the way of creation, that this thing should really be tame or tahar, and you say the opposite, the fact that you changed what you wanted, the fact that you paskined one way and Hashem told us to follow you shouldn't change whether that thing is bad for us. If all the doctors, is giving an example, if all doctors get together and say a certain medicine is shava, not sure again what he means exactly by this, but you'll get the gist. If they tell you that a certain medicine is equal, it's neutral, I guess, and it's actually not neutral, it's 4 degrees hot. Again, I don't know what that exactly is, but it basically means all the doctors say one medicine is one thing, and it turns out they were wrong, it's another thing. It So Shein Safik Shlotimashik Pulasatsam Beguf Kfimashi Eskima Ba'arofim. Obviously, just because all the doctors say something's healthy for you, if it isn't, it isn't. It doesn't matter that they said it is, it still isn't. And Al-Kvitivo Ba'atzmo, it's going to work based on the nature of how that herb affects the body. So Kena Dover, Sha'asr Lenu Ha'Torah Mitzat Shumazk Benafsha. So if, therefore, if we believe that when the Torah said, don't do something, it's because it's just like saying, don't eat cyanide. It's poison. So what does it help to all the Chachamim get together and say, so this, you know, averos are cyanide for your nefesh, for your neshama, you know, whatever. They're hurtful to your nefesh. So what does it help that all the Chachamim got together and said, we paskin, it's okay. But they're wrong. And if that's the way God created the world, that it will hurt your soul, how does it help us that the Chachamim said it won't, and Hashem says to follow them, so we won't get Navera very good, but won't it hurt our neshamas? How does it change the nature of the way this affects our soul because the Chacham said it won't? That's impossible except with some kind of nace, I guess. So then you would think, for that sort of thing, we better listen to a baskol or a navi. That's a way to, if you asked the Navi, and the Navi told you God said that this is what you should do, okay, we know God wouldn't steer us wrong, and it obviously must be okay. But if Hashem tells us, no, don't ask a Navi, you decide amongst yourselves. If the way the creation was made is this thing is bad for your soul, how does it help that the Chachamim said that it's okay when its nature is that it's not okay? Okay, that's the Ran's big question on this, following the Chachamim when they're wrong, but won't it hurt our neshamas if they're wrong? That's the question. Hatshuva bazeh, the answer is, okay, the Ran has there's a bunch of points to this answer, there's several answers, so let's begin here. Hatshuva bazeh, the answer is, she'inyin noeg v'mitzah zos b'chok ha-Torah k'mo she'yinhagu ha-kochos ha-tivyim b'chok ha-teva. So, this mitzah works with the way many things work in nature. So if there are things that are generally healthy for you, if something is generally healthy for a person, but there occasionally it could be unhealthy, meaning let's say your body knows that to react well to certain things and bad to other things. He's going to give examples in a second. But if something is generally good, so your body generally reacts well to them, sometimes the fact that your body reacts well to them is bad for you. So Tevelo Nishmer Min Hefzed, your nature won't know that. Ki Yev Shashia Tikuno Biyosim Rizek, because you can't be any better. So in other words, let's say, I guess, well, he's going to give examples, but I guess we'll see. It's similar to in this mitzvah. This is the example. Just like the thing that the part of a person that makes the man or woman hungry, right? That's a very important part of nature, because if you didn't naturally get hungry, person would just all of a sudden die one day because they didn't know that they were missing all these nutrients, because there's nothing in their nature that tells them go eat. So if the person was never thirsty and was never hungry, they'd just one day die. So it's a very important thing that a person should have a desire to eat and drink. Now that could be bad because they could eat and drink too much and get fat or whatever. But overall, if you're going to choose, is it better to have this? You need to have it. You have to have this desire to eat. You can't have none. That's very dangerous. So overall, it's good. Sometimes there could be negative. So that's what he's saying. So just like the desire to eat, a person can't live without it. If the person would never be hungry again, they'd die. So generally, it's a good thing. Occasionally, it can go bad. It can cause a person to get sick occasionally. Okay, so your body's not going to know to not do that. Generally, your body's hungry when it needs food, and if when you fill up, you feel satiated, and that's good. Occasionally, it might lead to a problem of eating something they shouldn't. Okay, that could happen. But generally, it's a good thing. The way the host system's the body set up to be hungry when it's hungry and to be not feel hungry when it's satiated, the general system is overall pretty good. Okay, so occasionally it'll cause you to eat something that might not be healthy for you. Okay, that could happen. Nothing we can do about it. Can't make it more perfect than it already is. So this is how the Ran explains what the answer to this question is, why we have this mitzvah, to always listen to Chachamim, even if they're wrong. Because the alternative is much worse. The Torah was giving us this mitzvah to everyone should follow the Chachamim, because you can't be without a mitzvah like that. Because there's always going to be different opinions. And the Torah, if there was no mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, everybody would just be doing, there'd be two different Torahs, and this one's paskins this way, that one paskins that way, and this one has a beis din that'll kill you for this, and that one has a beis din that won't. So the Torah got rid of this issue where everybody can just end up doing their own thing by saying, look, everyone's got to listen to one group, and that's how we go. Generally, that's a good idea. You're asking the smartest people of the generation, that's the Sanhedrin, to decide what to do. That's generally a good way of going. Because it's the mistakes that the people like the Sanhedrin makes are very, very small and unlikely. That's even with smart people. So if regular Chachamim don't make mistakes often, certainly the Sanhedrin that sits in the Beis HaMikdash where the Shechin is there, you know, that's as good as you can get. Even though it's technically possible that the Sanhedrin could make a mistake and then everyone could get messed over, the Torah wasn't worried about that problem that could occasionally happen, because it's worth it to take on that risk for the great benefit that will happen 99% of the time. And Yosemi says nothing more you can do about it, similar to the way the physical world is. So basically the answer is, the Ran saying you're right. It could, if the Sanhedrin said something was mutter when it was really usher, it would mess up your neshama. But the alternative to not having one unifying body that everybody has to listen to is disastrous. And the likelihood of Sanhedrin sitting in the base HaMikdash with the Shechina, the likelihood of them making a mistake is pretty unlikely. Therefore, that's the setup that the Torah gave. Because there's nothing better to do. And the Torah gave over to the Chachamim to make these decisions and not to Nevi'im. Lesibos Rabos, for many reasons. Okay, we're going to have to hold it here, and we'll continue next time.